They would go out into the lungs. They would go out into the skin through the sweat. I mean, they're going to just try to, their body's trying to get rid of this toxic thing that it's coping with. And the way to get rid of it is to shed it. And so, you know, if somebody's nearby, they're going to pick it up. They can breathe it in and they can get skin contact. I think that they could easily get it. So I was, you know, I was surprised when I started hearing people say that, oh my God, I hung out with my grandmother who got vaccinated. I got sick. My periods got screwed up. All of a sudden I got a really heavy period. I've always been very regular. I was getting stories like that. And at first, of course, it's like, oh, that's just crazy, really crazy, but perfectly fine explanation based on these exosomes.
So you're saying this is not a subtle or small effect, but that if you were to spend, I mean, what kind of contact, like let's cut right to the chase here. What kind of contact and amount of contact would you say is safe or not safe with vaccinated people?
I mean, how do you know?
How
I
do you know?
can't really say. I just was really quite surprised. And it's not just one or two people. I'm seeing, of course, I'm watching for it, but I'm seeing a lot of stories on the web. Greg Nye has actually talked to two or three people, women who experienced menstrual irregularities by hanging out with people who'd been vaccinated. So he's seen it first. You know, his people he knows have experienced it. I think it's real and it makes sense. I mean, it's a completely plausible mechanism and it's based on these exosomes, which is the thing I'm most scared of at this point.